Throaty's Mode. Oxen Mode.
Hey. Hey, what do you say? It's time to connect the dots. Well, time is moving faster, in case you haven't noticed. The weather is changing because the weather manipulators are manipulating the weather. That's right. Will it ever snow again in your neighborhood? You don't know. People will be saying I'm dreaming of a white Christmas because it's not going to happen in a lot of places this year. That used to get snow, but maybe won't this year. Hey, you know, it's sad to see what's happening on the news. All the scum of the world, Big Pharma, and they're all picking on that poor RFK Jr. guy. Yeah, the guy won court cases against Big Pharma already against the vaccine crap. That's right, this is Radio Free America, and I can talk badly about vaccines, and I made it known plenty of times. These are illogical. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Some quack doctor wants to call in and try to debate you about vaccines. I'll quickly turn him into the fool he is for not understanding the big picture. Human beings are more than physical creatures, and it's the invisible energies that make up a human being that testify against vaccines. Vaccines only deal with the physical. You got five other aspects of a human being, at least. And they're wrongfully affected by vaccines. And those other four sectors of the what makes up a human are not being addressed. You know, this vaccine stuff is bullshit. People recognize that back in the late 1800s when the real quack doctors started promoting this crap. And you have poor RFK Jr. has to deal with the wrath of evil people and stupid doctors not wanting him to be in charge of anything important in Washington, D.C. And by the way, all the other people that Trump has appointed, they're all vax-promo people. Even Trump himself is a vax-promo people, trying to claim he saved millions of lives because he was promoting vaccines. And despite all the evidence, it's been proven that the evil big pharma doctors were committing genocide on purpose. And the other secret military groups that were involved, and even the negative ET races, oh yeah, and they do exist. You know, they control the New World Order. New World Order wants to depopulate the human race. And I need to be talking about this now, because every other appointee of Trump and the other get to work on January 20th, you're going to be promoting vaccines. You know, just like the TV commercials are still promoting and trying to trick you into having poisons injected into your system. And that's what vaccines are. They're poisons. We're not a good and green sick vaccine. It's the quacky doctors that have convinced you that they can put poison into your body. And sure, you're going to have a increased immune system response, sure, because you allowed a quack doctor to get poison into your body. And your immune system is very complicated, and we don't need adding more poison into the system to get a good response. And we don't want a response, period. We don't want to be running healthy without any crap in our system. Of course, they're killing us with the food, too. The food is becoming more toxic. More toxic food. And now it's more toxic fast food. All of the bad things are being done to us. They're destroying the air every day of the week with the chemtrails. Nanoparticles so small that you can easily breathe them in and get in your bloodstream, and are capable of going beyond the blood-brain barrier. And, those tiny aluminum particles and barium particles can make it into your brain. What do you think people are having problems? Or it all has to do with the conspiracy, the real conspiracy against the human race by the world controllers who are still under the influence of the negative UT races that have been subvertingly compromising the health of the human race for hundreds of thousands of years. We've uncovered enough evidence to support that case. This isn't just talk, nonsense talk. That's the real story. And if you want to stick your head in the sand like an ostrich and not believe that there are evil alien races, there are invisible demons out there, and all other sorts of bad things, who control greedy, evil people who engage in adrenochrome drinking, which relates to abducted children being caused to suffer so they your body, in a defensive way, puts other ingredients into the bloodstream, and then they kill these young children and drink their blood, and they participate in these satanic rituals. Most of the government people in the world are party to this crap. Many of the elites, too. So, people wake up. My favorite statement about government is, I've asked real Native Americans, what's the best form of government? And the answer I always got was, no government. Yeah, that's it. We don't need government. We have enough, we have enough agencies to help people out that we really don't need government at this point in time. You follow what I'm saying here? We really don't need government, or a very small amount of government, because these are the crumbs, the scum of the earth, who are ruining our lives because they're following the orders of negative ET races and negative demons that are still hiding out on our planet and controlling key pieces of power. And we have to deal with this, and we're tired of it. We're all tired of this crap. Hey, this is BBS Radio. The name of the show here is Connect the Dots. If you listened to the show before, when you heard the music, you should have known it was time to connect the dots. It is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. And though for the last month or so, the show has been a two-hour show, tonight it's only going to be an hour show. I don't know, maybe I have to talk faster to get all the information in. And there is always plenty of things to talk about. Plenty, plenty, plenty. And the vaccine propaganda sales push still continues on the TV. And this should not be allowed. Hey, it's time to think about the invoking the violet plane. especially with the chemtrails. You know, we can do that as individuals. If you're out there in the street, you look up in the sky when you take your eyes off your cell phone, and you see those planes leaving those clouds that just hang in the sky, and those are the chemtrails. And you can use the power of your mind to call on the violet flame again. It's kind of a consciousness, kind of an entity existing beyond regular physical reality. Yeah, call on the violet flame, imagine it, and ask it to transmute. That's right, the word is transmute those harmful chemtrails into something that's not harmful. And the consciousness of the violet flame will listen to your request and then simply believe you put something into action, and it'll begin to happen. The more of us that do this when we see the chemtrails, the more we can negate the bad effects that they are subjecting us to. Hey, do you know tachyon particles were the first? At least that's what the Galactic Federation has conveyed to us recently, that tachyon particles were the first particles created at the beginning of the last cosmic cycle. You mean there's more than one cosmic cycle? Well, it kind of implies that. Do you know that emerald stones can be used to open portals to Agartha? You know, Agartha, in case you don't know, Agartha is the civilization that lives underground. You know, there was a movie a long time ago called Journey to the Center of the Earth. And when they got down deep, 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 deep into the center of the Earth, they found life forms down there. And there's been other stories about that too. But there is civilizations that exist underground in giant cave systems where they have some kind of artificial sun or something in. They have water and oceans, and they have air to breathe, of course. And they have plants and animals and people. And usually people that wanted to get away from the violent people on the face of the earth. And why are people violent? It has to do with programming from the false gods from way back. Who are the false gods? They're the ETs from the past. The negative ET forces that countless times have landed on our planet and set up their control systems, turned humans into slaves, turned off 10 of our 12 DNA factors, chakras. You know, you can identify them either way you want, but The stupid earth scientists have been telling us for a long time, back when you were going to school. Maybe some of you are still going to school. They tell us that it's junk DNA. They know it's there, but they keep messing with us and misinforming us and engage in propaganda to not think about it, to just accept their statement as junk DNA. But the new teachings are coming through at this point in time that all of the DNA is important, and there's information stored in there, and it's being kept from us because a lot of our DNA is inactive. But we need to allow our DNA to become active. That will give every human being a stronger connection to the higher reality, the other the places where higher evolved beings, more intelligent beings exist, the faster moving vibrations. That's what quantum of the dimensions is all about. The higher you go to the next dimension, things are vibrating faster. You go to the dimension after that, things are vibrating faster. And the vibrations keep going faster until you get up to the end of the density rings, whatever, and you end up on other worlds. And you keep progressing, look. And the final destination is God. Back to where your personality was started from. You know, everybody who has your mind, your personality, which makes you a different individual, was given to you by the Heavenly Father. And I refer to God as the Heavenly Father because it's the personal relationship I prefer to keep. I'm not going to do like the ETs are unfortunately doing. They don't have any personal relationship with God. We're the lucky ones, even though we've been dumbed down by other races in the universe. They call God Source. And sure, God is the original source of all that is. But there's a more personal way to connect with God, taught by via the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, who walked the face of the earth roughly 2,000 years ago. And he told his disciples, even though they were pretty ignorant people, if you read the scriptures, yeah, they were ignorant people, really. They were just impressed with Jesus because he could perform miracles and he had knowledge about seemingly everything. And he taught, they asked him, though, how should we pray? And he told them to pray. Heavenly Father, that personally connects you to the single source of all there is. You have a problem with that? You're the one with the problem. Okay? But you can pray just to God. God's smart enough to know if you're ignorant or what. The real God is a forgiving God. He'll understand that and just no big deal. And these were important things to know in life. hey, it's coming the era of Christmas time too. People want to sing Christmas songs, people go to church. But they themselves, most of them are ignorant. December 25th has been chosen a long time to be the so-called birth of Jesus. Of course, it's not. And for all you Bible students, if you carefully read the Bible, you'll see that it doesn't give you the birth of Jesus in the Bible. But you can read other sources of information and definitely find the known birth of the one known as Jesus of Nazareth. That's right, the information is out there. And seek and you shall find, as the saying goes. That's another teaching of Jesus. Why not talk about Jesus? I mean, he's his so-called birthday is coming up. I think one fact that a known person who had their birthday on the 25th of December was, Middle Eastern prophet or something, someone called Zoroaster. And he kind of formed his own religion. It was called Zoroastrianism, I believe. And I believe that his birthday was on December 25th. When people The Christians realize that the known date of the birth of Jesus Christ is October 21st, I think the year 4 B.C. I'd have to check on that exact year. Then they can rightfully celebrate the birthday of Jesus, give it, you know, twice, you know, kind of like the life of John Lennon was, gets celebrated twice every year. I was there back on December 8th, even though that was the day he was assassinated in New York City, right across the street from Central Park. The Beatle fans, and there are many, many Beatle fans of all ages, showed at the park on December 8th, the day of his assassination, to celebrate his music and the music of the Beatles. And of course, there's even a bigger crowd showing up on October 9th for his birthday, yeah, at Strawberry Fields in Central Park. The area of Central Park, it was named after, in honor of John Lennon, and of course the song Strawberry Fields that he took, was part right of him. And hey, that's your local New York City history. But anybody been down to Columbia? The country of Columbia, not the university. The word is that the best quality emeralds are found in the country of Columbia. And their powerful emeralds can be used for a lot of things. Can be used to open up portals, I haven't heard. But don't ask me, ask the people in the Galactic Confederation. You know, like in America, we had the Union Army and the Confederate Army. Well, there's a confederation of off-world beings from other planets, other parts of the heavens. And most of them are here now. Either they're on the planet already, or in their spacecraft cruising, camouflaged, of course, around the globe here, or they're just hanging out in the solar system, looking from afar. Yeah, it's a far, far away, far, far trip. Things are happening. Open up your eyes, people. Hey, that's why this show is called Connected Dots, to kind of help you open up your eyes. Do you, you know, look at all the, on the East Coast here, there's been a lot of drones showing up at night. Could some of them actually be UFO, small UFO craft? Maybe, who knows? But what's remarkable is the so-called authorities, people have been calling the police, the government, are not able to send a vehicle up there and find out what's really going on. In fact, they haven't even made an attempt, as far as I know, which could say they don't want us to know. And they're just saying, no, it's kids with drones. But it's a pretty organized thing because they're all showing up a lot at one time, and so and so. Check with your local fake news, and that's all they're going to tell you. Oh, drones have been spotted all over the place, night after night after night. What's going on? Somebody knows, many people probably know, but don't think the news on the TV is going to tell you. Because they're all part of the scam. You know, they're all in bed with each other. The news people, the filthy rich people, the super elite people, the superpower people, the big corporations, the bankers, and the negative ETs. They're all in bed with each other. and they treat you like dummies. Well, you need an education. Just to remind people a few things, I doubt if you were probably taught this in school, but maybe you were. Hey, did you know that the Bill of Rights was not ratified until December 15th, 1791? And we're almost at December 15th. In fact, we should celebrate that day. I believe it's still the 14th, but yesterday was, hey, it's Saturday night. Yesterday, you know what yesterday was? It was Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. Anybody see Freddy out there? I don't know. If you don't know what I'm talking about, man, I don't know. What planet did you come from? And how about talk about important dates? Yeah, we almost had July 4th, 1776. Okay. But did you know that on September 17th, 1787, establishing the U.S. Congress happened? And then it took 4 years later, a little over 4 years later, for the Bill of Rights to be ratified. Isn't that amazing? Another important date, they're called the Organic Act. Organic? I don't think it had anything to do with vegetables. Organic Act of 1871, sometimes also referred to Organic Act of 1868. Well, you get that gist. It's around that time. That's when America was turned into a corporation by the crafty bankers. And the Bank of London, the Crown, got more control, began to recontrol our country, though the people did not know. Even most of the politicians probably did not know. But it's an important date. You know, are you being taught that in school? Have you been taught that in school? I don't know. Although they'll never tell you to begin teaching in school until there's final disclosure of everything. You know, you might have heard the term, hey, this is an educational show. You might have heard the term solar logos. Maybe you didn't. But that term solar, like solar system, solar, not like solar panel, but like solar system. The solar logos is kind of an identifying name for the cosmic being that we casually refer to as the sun. Yes, the sun has consciousness. It's also a portal. And just like Mother Earth has consciousness, I've seen it. I've felt it myself. And a good story about it is in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. For God's sake, educate yourself more in one night than you could learn in 10 years of school by buying that book. You know, it costs more to buy it at Barnes & Noble, so don't. Just download it for $5 or $7 off Amazon or iTunes. Connect the Dots Theory. And you'll hear the story in the first chapter, I think, about me connecting with the earth and the amazing experience. The ground was pulsating up and down. This is for real. You can feel the vibrations, the concentric circles, like, you know, when you throw a pebble into a pond. Well, there was a big fire going, making a connection to the sky. There were points of light coming out of the sky. And somehow, the thought popped into my mind, kneel down to the ground and spread your fingers like the digits of a frog and touched the ground. And when I did that, I realized they were concentric circles of energy coming away from the center point of that fire that was pushing flames up to the sky, where points of light were coming out of the sky and meeting the flames, maybe 10 feet, 12 feet in the air. So if you're some idiot walking around and you never look up beyond your straight vision of 5 or 6 feet, you wouldn't see it. But if you're inquisitive and curious person, soul searching, you look around, you look up into the sky once in a while. But anything, the most amazing thing was when I put my hands down on the ground, there were concentric circles of energy that would pulse up into the palms of my hands as they came out from the center of that fire. Mother Earth was communicating to me, and I felt that communication. And that is really connecting with the Earth when you experience something like that. And after that, not that there was any doubt in my mind, but after that event, I knew the Earth was alive and conscious, like I had been hearing for years from people that are in tune to that. So that's an amazing experience to learn about. And I didn't have a camera with me that night. Well, actually, I did, but I had taken so many pictures already, and I put it down because there was so much happening. I wanted to just, I didn't want to miss this opportunity to actually experience what was happening, to feel it, you know? And so certain aspects of things that happened that night, I had the camera there, but I wasn't going to miss it happening and miss out the feeling of all that was going on. I saw, if you can think of soap bubbles, we all know what soap bubbles are. You know, it's a toy for kids. You put the holder in there, pull it out, and you can blow them out, and they sail around, or you can just wave the holder tool, and the soap bubbles come out. And well, if you can imagine a soap bubble about 3 to 4 times the size of a basketball floating around at this event, I saw that. I wanted to take the camera. I just put the camera away, and I thought, man, I want to really take a picture of this for proof that this is happening. And then I changed my mind. No, I want to just experience it. I've seen it, you know? It would have been nice if I had that picture to put in my book, but I got so many other amazing pictures. More amazing pictures in my book than anybody's book. Hey, is that saying a lot? I don't get it. I guess, I don't know, nobody's listening to the show, or everybody doesn't know how to respond. I'm telling you that something amazing in this one little book I put together. You read it in 2 hours, only 100 pages of text, with every word in it is a gem. And the pictures alone, even if it had no words in this book, just looking at the pictures, and the pictures are explained too. There's a little note attached to each one, what you're looking at. You know, it's such a phenomenal, beyond college-type education that this book is putting out there. And, the book company really didn't do shit for advertising for me. The only advertising I could do is talk about it occasionally on this show. But it's out there. You want to see what you can't see, you want to learn about what you can't see with your eyes, and some of it you can see with your eyes if you're at the right place at the right time with the right open mind. And the other half of the things I've captured with the camera, only the camera can see these things. So it was all done with a cheap $100 camera with a B setting on it. Yeah, that's it. 35 millimeter photos. I got the negatives to prove it's all real, and they weren't altered. Fortunately, the cheap book company I went with, they took the pictures I gave them, and they destroyed them by digitizing them and ruining the quality. But, you know, I had to go with the lowest price book company. You know, I was told if I wanted to do, for the few people that have seen my book, if I wanted to do it right, it would, I'd have to pay at least over $10,000 so that the quality of the pictures wouldn't be ruined. And I think I had my book put together for, $3,500, something like that. But so I could go with, because when you're a poor person, and I am, I live at the poverty level, you got to make the best of what you got. And just keep in mind, I did this all with a $100 camera with a B setting on it. No lights. Well, of course, you can't capture the stuff. You only can capture the stuff at night without lights. But the truth is there in that book. Things that fly around at night, leave light trails, invisible beings. You know, they can perch on trees or they can stream around and leave all kinds of fancy light trails. And it's not just one type creature, it's a variety of type creatures. And you could see if you had the book in your hand or you downloaded it, you know? Sometimes I can't believe, you know, I talk about a few of the amazing things in the book, and there are many amazing things, especially with the pictures that nobody, there aren't virtually no book sales. Nobody's interested in this information. That is earth-shattering. That, you know, I'm probably the first person to document living life forms who are invisible to our eyesight that share the same space we do. In fact, it was, if you were a science fiction fan of Stargate SG-1, of the series, around the year 2000, they had an episode on that, something happened and people could see invisible creatures that are sharing the same space we are, but of course it was freaking them out, and they resolved the problem. But there's an episode talking about a hidden reality. Whether they knew that that's real or not, I don't know, but I'm the only one that has a book showing pictures of it. That's for sure. It's out there. You know, for you, if you're not interested in learning about invisible creatures that leave tiny light trails behind them when they flash around and go flying around at night, what's your problem? How can you be so interested in that? Not interested in it. I don't get it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. And I put the warning out at the beginning. You might have got spoiled if you listened to the show before, because the last month it's been, or two, the shows have all been 2 hours long, and I guess it's going back to a one-hour show. So that means there's only about 20 minutes to call in, or 15 minutes, because if you called in at the last minute, how much could you say? Hi, hello, hi, I got to go. But I just thought I'd mention that. 1 hour show, that's it. Anyhow, what do you people know about tachyons? You know, there's a few more tachyon chambers in the U.S. now. When it started years ago, I think there was only one in the whole United States. I recently checked it out. There's one in New York City, actually. Starting with the new year, I'm planning to go over there and get this experience. They say you only have to put 20 minutes in, and you'll feel some good results. And I have an understanding. You could probably make a similarity in your own house. You make a pyramid, put a nice bed under it, put some crystals, a lot of big crystals around you under the bed. But I hear it has to be activated by someone of the Galactic Confederation. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to just naturally, automatically pull in the tachyon chamber. Something, the flow has to be set up, you know, like siphoning gas out of a gas tank. You know, there has to be some energy, of course, to start the ball going. And apparently that's what it is. I mean, for a while, way a number of years ago, I started learning about pyramids, and I made myself a framed pyramid out of copper pipes, you know, kind you can buy at Home Depot. And I did my best to cut thin sheets of paper up to make the pointed corners of the pyramid. That's an important part of making a pyramid shape. And I hung it from the ceiling, and I went to sleep under it many times. And I could feel some kind of effect going, not that great. However, if you made a framed pyramid with gold rods, you know, that would be extremely powerful. And of course, if you take the copper rods and you know, stuff them with quartz crystals, that'll add some power to it too. But the main thing is to have it professionally, I guess the word is, activated by somebody who knows how to do that. I'm not sure how to do that myself, but just sleeping in a pyramid frame, you'll feel an effect. Do you, you know, most of the physical ETs have been removed from our planet already. They're getting ready for the event, you know, and they would have to be removed to have the event happen because these negative creatures project negativity and they drag us all down with their negativity. What else was besides tacking on chambers are good? Egyptian healing rods. Yeah, it's interesting the difference in prices in Egyptian healing rods. And what's good about them, once you buy them, you don't have to maintain them, basically, and they're yours for life. And you don't have to put gasoline in to make them work or anything. They just automatically work. I mean, basically, one rod is made out of copper, the other is made out of zinc, and you hold one in each hand, and it creates a flow. You know, just like in your car battery, two terminals, and you're an electrical person. There was a cool Twilight Zone episode from way back. It was called The Body Electric. Well, you are an electrical being. And of course, if you're familiar with the Matrix movies, in that movie they mentioned that the human body naturally puts out 1 volt or something like that. And that's why in the Matrix, they put people to sleep, humans, they were still alive. They put them in a liquid or something, and they were siphoning that 1 volt off of millions and millions of people and sucking energy out of us when we thought we were just sleeping. Well, there again, more evidence calling to the point that we are electric beings. And we do have electric current running in our bodies. Yeah, you're inside your brain. That's electrical activity going on, you know. Neurons or anons or whatever they are. That network of energy transformers, whatever you want to call them, they're firing off electricity in other parts. Are receiving electricity, and these circuits are going 24/7. It's all part of your body electrically running. You know, we're magnetic too. That's it. And we've heard the term used in that person has a magnetic personality. Well, there's a little trick to that. You know. Yeah, you can project your magnetic, your energies by the willpower you have. You know, you think about what you want to do and you project that thought out there and other people can pick up on it. One of the most, music sometimes gives us words of wisdom. and gives us little clues about how about humanity and our behavior. You know, love is a feeling. It's projected and felt. Sometimes it's shared by both parties, and makes you feel really good. And energy exchange going on there. Yeah, talk about songs. I bring this one up quite often because it's just such a good example. You know, whether you like Madonna or don't like Madonna, it doesn't matter. She sang a song called Crazy for You. And the lyrics, she says, sings, and she is a good singer and performer. She says, can't you feel the weight of my stare? And many of us have experienced those type situations where someone's staring at us intensely, and we can just pick up on that and feel it again. Sometimes it makes you feel creepy. Sometimes, wow, yeah, you want to stare back because it's somebody you think you want to meet. But a real powerful line there, can't you feel the weight of my stare? Of course, she didn't write that song, but she sang it well. And you talk about songs with lyrics. The Beatles had so many songs that great philosophical statements, and they truthfully sang the words, and they were encompassing great philosophical statements about humanity. A song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney that was given to George Harrison to sing the lead on, Do You Want to Know a Secret? You know, say the words you want to hear. I mean, that's life playing itself out. When you say the words you want to hear, you can get a reciprocation that will match what you're putting out there. You know, you smile at somebody, somebody smiles back. And just say that again. Say the words you want to hear when you're in a relationship with somebody. You say, I love you. And you want to hear it back. And hopefully they'll say, I love you too. And again, songs talking about the physics of humanity. And these are frequencies being transmitted and received. And in life, you have the opportunity to experience these things. You know? Yeah, sometimes you can just give somebody a look, and that one look has hundreds of bits of information in it. It says, you know, like they say, a picture says 1,000 words. Well, a look can say 1,000 words also. And these are the bits of reality that's important to experience in life. If you haven't experienced these things, man, you're missing out. That's one of the great things about living in physical reality. Now, there can be a lot of bad things that go along with physical reality. But there's good things too, and sometimes your life is what you make. You know, you're going after good things, chances are you'll find them. So don't waste your time going after bad things, because you might find them too. The old saying, be careful what you ask for. You know, I was talking about Stargate before. I watched, they're doing a lot of reruns over in New York now on the TV free stations. You know, in New York City, we have like roughly 75 free TV stations that you can pick up with a cheap TV set and a cheap antenna. $10 in Denver. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be on the roof either. It can be right in your living room, whatever. It has nothing to do with Wi-Fi. But the broadcasters broadcast digital signals. And there's about 75 stations you can pick up in the New York City area. Amazing, isn't it? And one of the stations is running Stargate episodes every day. And I like that because I don't know how many years that show was on, 5, 7, 10 years. But there's a lot of episodes. And this is another interesting one the other day where, is there a caller? Hello?
Yes. Hello? Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
Tanya. Tanya.
I didn't get that. Can you spell that for us?
T-A-W-A.
Okay.
Everybody says that.
Okay.
Tanya.
All right. What's on your mind, caller?
You were talking about say the words I want to hear. Was that a while ago?
Yeah, that was like about a minute or two ago.
A minute, yeah. And I wanted to just throw out, hey, I think it was Edgar Casey that said, thoughts are things. Really,
yeah.
I
can believe that, yeah.
Yeah, and
lines in that old Beatles song called Do You Want to Know a Secret?
And I went and looked up the words.
One of the lines in the song was, say the words you want to hear. I'm in love with you. And I'm saying...
Well, I love you too.
Yeah, right, because I want you to say that to me. And it's a great philosophical statement, you know, that if you want someone to love you, well, project love to them and maybe they'll love you back, you know.
We need a little more love.
Yeah.
All over the place.
I'm giving it out all the time. Can you feel it?
Do. I can. Do you see it and feel it? I mean, do you see it, people working on it?
Well, I mean...
All over the place?
It's a thing that's happening at the moment when it happens, you know.
Yeah, and well, the event... It's the same way. It happens
in the moment,
little by.
You know?
It happens little by little. Yeah.
Yeah. It just happens.
Living in the moment.
It's
you're right.
Your intention manifesting itself. You know.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
A lot of times, you get the response back you're looking for. You know.
Holy crap! So that means like, when you like are thinking like, oh, everything sucks. I hate everything, and that this everything bites ass. Then that's why everything bypassed and it gets worse.
Yeah, that's not a smart thing to think, you know.
Even if you're having fun.
Yeah, because the universe listens to everything we say and it'll try to be responsive to what you're saying and doing, no matter how stupid it is.
and yet people say, God never listens. Really?
I mean, you can say anything you want, but that's a dumb thing to say. You would rather want to hear or want it to be and believe that God is listening to everything, including your problems. And because he is, you'll get a little assistance.
Yeah,
I think about it.
And from a book written by, what was his name? Something... I don't know what his name was. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. What was in the book?
The masters, the ascended masters, they would say, well, the law is, as you know, your prayers are answered. You know. And they would, right? The law, that's the law. The law is, as you know, your prayers are answered. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That's whoever said that, they're talking about belief, you know, that if you believe that your prayers have been answered, then they have. But if you believe they haven't, that's not going to help you out.
You have about 2 minutes.
It is the law, though. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a law. It's an understanding. It's a philosophical comprehension. But I tell you what, you know what, I'm glad you called in and we talked about that a little, but it's time to bring, this is only an hour show tonight.
Okay, so thank you.
Thanks for calling. I gotta bring the show to an end, and that, for you listeners, that was a lot of important philosophical conversations. And belief is important. You believe things are going to work out, they will. sometimes they just don't work out exactly how you thought they were going to work out, but that's the reality of the big reality, you know, and it's proving to you that reality is a co-creation thing. It's not just you. You know, some situations could be just you dictating all the possibilities, but that's part of the fun of living, you know, like you're swimming in the ocean, you know, and you do your motions and put your thoughts out there, and then the ocean puts you in a wave or something, and you get responses from sometimes places you never even imagined to respond to. And that's the magic of the life. But we are coming to the end of the show. For anybody who's new listening to my show, you're going to hear the tasteful lead guitar solo at the end of my song, "Are You the Party in Kind?" It can be found on YouTube. "Are You the Party in Kind?" by Tom Edison. You'll find it out there. There's a video for it, and then there's just the music at CD Baby. And followed by that short guitar solo, my anthem, "I Gotta Be Somebody." That's on my album, "Song Better Than Dylan." It's the first song. Listen to the lyrics. It could be your anthem, too. "I Gotta Be Somebody." Hey, wouldn't you have to be somebody? Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand. Without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.